There were no laws segregating the races then. As the noted historian C. Van Woodruff, in his book, The Strange Career of Jim Crow, clearly points out, the segregation of the races was really a political stratagem employed by the emerging bourbon interests in the South to keep the Southern masses divided and Southern labor the cheapest in the land. You see, it was a simple thing to keep the poor white masses working for near starvation wages in the years that followed the Civil War. Why, if the poor white plantation, a mill worker became dissatisfied with his low wages, the plantation or mill owner would merely threaten to fire him and hire a former Negro slave and pay him even less. Thus, the Southern wage level was kept almost unbearably low. Toward the end of the Reconstruction era, something very significant happened.
Listen to it.
There developed what was known as the populist movement. The leaders of this movement began awakening the poor white masses.
Yes, sir.
The former Negro slaves to the fact that they were being fleeced by the emerging bourbon interests. Not only that, but they began uniting the Negro and white masses into a voting bloc that threatened to drive the bourbon interests from the command post of political power in the South. To meet this threat, the Southern aristocracy began immediately to engineer the development of a segregated society. I want you to follow me through here because this is very important to see the roots of racism and the denial of the right to vote. Through their control of mass media, they revived the doctrine of white supremacy. They saturated the thinking of the poor white masses with it, thus clouding their minds to the real issue involved in the populist movement. They then directed the placement on the books of the South of laws that made it a crime for Negroes and whites to come together as equals at any level.
Yes, sir.
And that did it. That crippled and eventually destroyed the populist movement of the 19th century. It may be said of the slavery era that the white man took the world and gave the Negro Jesus. Then it may be said of the Reconstruction era that the Southern aristocracy took the world and gave the poor white man Jim Crow.
Yes, sir.
He gave him Jim Crow. And when his wrinkled stomach cried out for the food that his empty pockets could not provide, he ate Jim Crow, a psychological bird that told him that no matter how bad off he was, at least he was a white man better than the black man. And he ate Jim Crow. And when his undernourished children cried out for the necessities that his low wages could not provide, he showed them the Jim Crow signs on the buses and in the stores, on the streets and in the public buildings.
Yes, sir.
And his children, too, learned to feed upon Jim Crow, that as outpost to psychological oblivion.
Yes, sir.
Thus, the threat of the free exercise of the ballot by the Negro and white masses alike resulted in the establishment of a segregated society. They segregated Southern money from the poor whites. They segregated Southern mores from the rich whites.
Yes, sir.
They segregated Southern churches from Christianity.
Yes, sir.
They segregated Southern minds from honest thinking.
Yes, sir.
And they segregated the Negro from everything.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened. The Negro and white masses of the South threatened to unite and build a great society. Society of justice where none would prey upon the weakness of others. A society of plenty where greed and poverty would be done away. A testify to brotherhood where every man would respect the dignity and worth of human personality.
Yes, sir.